This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, the Michigan legislature voted to send another $28 million to help Flint through its water crisis. The money is going to help cover more bottled water and filters and more testing and monitoring of lead levels in town. You know, Flint was hardly affluent before this. 40% of residents live below the poverty line, and the school system in town has a multi-million dollar hole in its budget. And that really is where this water crisis is going to come home to roost, with the kids who live in Flint and schools where the effects of lead poisoning are going to linger for years. Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary reports from Flint.
Of the skills you'd expect a typical 12-year-old to have, filtering lead is not one of them.
You push this down to make the filter, like, come on.
But like most kids in Flint, Savannah Liddell is not living a typical existence right now.
And when it's up.
So which is the good water, which is the bad water?
This is the good water.
Good and bad are relative in this case, since Savannah and her family still aren't drinking city water. They've got cases of bottled water stacked up in the hall of their apartment. And yes, the city gives out a case of water a day. But that doesn't really cut it for Savannah, her two brothers, the cousins who stay there, and her single dad, Philip, who's currently unemployed.
Well, basically, I might, with this water, I might spend about $100 I don't have.
He's even given his kids new rules about how to take a shower.
Instead of using bar soap, I got the body wash. And I have, like, I tell them when they take a shower, put the body wash on you first, lather with body wash without the water, and then, you know, pursue taking a bath.
Spend as little time in the water as possible.
Right, hurry up and get out of there.
Like a lot of parents, Liddell is on the lookout for signs of lead damage in his kids.
Well, you really can't see anything unless there is very severe lead poisoning.
That's Lyke Thompson, a professor at Wayne State University and an expert on lead.
There is a very substantial direct correlation between lead poisoning and loss of IQ and lead poisoning and loss of the ability to control your impulsive reactions.
What do you think? That doesn't hurt at all.
So hundreds of parents were getting their children tested this week, bringing them to a, yes, this is the title, Family Fun Night and Lead Testing Event at one of the city's schools. There were balloon animals, toys, volunteers being as perky as possible, but squirming toddlers still had to get their fingers pricked repeatedly to draw enough blood to fill a little vial.
I think, Beth, unfortunately, I'm going to have to poke you one more time, okay?
Evelyn Woods brought her 5-year-old Bethany for testing. She got a stuffed dog after her test.
She seems like she's being pretty brave.
Yeah.
What did you tell her before you guys came here?
I just told her she had to go get poked and get tested for, you know, lead and make sure she was okay.
The tests, which were paid for by the county health department, will come back in a week or two. But lead levels are only detectable for 30 to 40 days. So kids could have been poisoned months ago, and it wouldn't show up now. The place where any long-term damage will show up is in school. Eileen Tomasi is the Flint School District nurse. The one nurse for the entire district. That's 5,500 students.
Some of the psychologists in the district have said they're the little kids, the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds that they're testing, that they've already seen a difference.
What are they seeing?
They're not where they should be right now, as far as like sociability skills that they test the little ones. This is going to be an ongoing issue for years and years and years. It's a whole generation here that's been poisoned. So the impact on the schools will be huge.
Flint schools are deep in debt. This year, the school system hopes to have a budget deficit of only $10 million. That's down from a $21 million deficit last year. It's unclear how a system so strapped, even before the lead, can handle this. The Flint superintendent, Bilal Tawab, says the schools will need more special ed teachers, more nurses, and more early childhood programs. He says they hope to get more money from the state and describe the situation as an education emergency, one where the mistakes of adults are being paid for by kids. In Flint, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
Lizzie wrote up some thoughts about what she found while she was out reporting in Flint. She's posted them at Medium.com. Our handle there is @Marketplace. Check them out.